against Carroll College, and the Lady Rebels, who are 10-1 on the season, host Utah State on Saturday. And the LA Lakers host the Charlotte Hornets tonight in Los Angeles. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Looking much better on our Valley freeways right now. That accident in the Southwest Beltway was there for hours, finally gone. It was on 215 westbound after Decatur on the right side, but now no sign of that. And a good flow of traffic up and down the resort corridor right now. No accidents being reported on the freeways. A new one, though, with injury on the east side of town at Desert Inn and Sandhill. We're expecting a beautiful day in the valley today, weather-wise. A little bit warmer. Highs are going to hit the mid-60s under clear, sunny skies. 46 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the Biden administration keeps telling us everything's fine. The economy is great. It's improving. Unemployment down. They keep telling us all this. And sometimes I get a little confused. I mean, I really honestly do. I know in my personal finances are not as good as they were under Donald J. Trump. It's a fact. And people I talk to, friends, family, coworkers, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And there's something really wrong with what's going on. So whenever I am a little confused about what we're talking about, I always go for the experts. And E.J. Antoni is an expert. He's a research fellow for regional economics at the Heritage Foundation. And we took a look back to 2023 and ahead to 2024. And I asked him, was this the most expensive Christmas on record?
Oh, not if you listen to the talking points from the White House. Christmas costs were down everywhere. And it was a very joyful time of year, of course. If you're the typical American, that's not the case at all. And you had the most expensive Christmas ever. I mean, it really is just absolutely amazing to me that they think they can gaslight 300-something million people into believing, into believing again the talking points and not their empty wallets and what they can see with their own eyes.
And this comes on the heels, correct me if I'm wrong, at maybe the most expensive Thanksgiving on record. Is that close to being right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, again, what this administration loves to do is to find individual items that might have gone down in price over the last year and then to tout that as if somehow that makes up for all the other prices that people have to face being up so, so high. And again, just the fact that prices have gone down over the last 12 months on a particular item doesn't negate the fact that they went up significantly the year prior. So if you look at things on net balance from when this administration first took power to today, it's very, very clear that the American people have become demonstrably poorer.
I'm curious, as we move to a new year, is there any reason for optimism? Is there, I mean, people I talk to, they just say, my money's not going as far as it used to. It's horrible. It's terrible. Is there any reason for optimism at all among, as you say, 300 million Americans?
Well, we have seen the government spending, the pace slow down a little bit. I mean, not enough to really make an appreciable difference. But I will say it has come down somewhat now that Congress is divided. They're not writing it quite as many checks as they used to, but they are still spending much too much. And now we have a Federal Reserve that looks like it's going to pivot in this election year to try to, you know, essentially grease the skids for the Biden administration and get low interest rates back into the economy. That'll flood cash, which of course has a temporary positive boost, but it's going to put us right back on the inflation roller coaster for 2025. So unfortunately, the few lights at the end of the tunnel that I see right now for 2024 are not very positive thereafter.
Again, E.J. Antoni joining us, the research fellow for regional economics at the Heritage Foundation. Smart dude when it comes to the economy, when it comes to your money. I want to ask you, because this is something that comes up a lot among my friends who are either nearing retirement or are in the midst of embarking on retirement, and that is that our money's not going far enough, and a lot of people are really struggling with the idea of retiring or saying, I can't afford to retire.
Exactly. And one of the really concerning things right now is how many Americans have not priced that in. And it's a shame that they're relying on financial professionals who also have not priced that in. In other words, if you were planning on retiring with, let's say, $1 million in your nest egg, which sounds like a lot, but if you're going to retire at 65 and live till you're 85 or 95, you know, that money needs to do a lot of work for you over those 20 or 30 years. And so people need to understand that you have to increase that by 17 to 20% in order to maintain the living standards that you thought you were going to have in retirement, because that's how much the cost of living has increased. So yes, the market has been on a tear recently, and a lot of 401k balances have improved, and that's great news, but they haven't improved enough to actually cover that cost of living increase.
And I've got a lot of friends, and maybe you do too, EJ, that they have pension plans, they're former cops or first responders, and they think they're set. But these pension funds, they have problems. In fact, somebody told me that we lost something like $3.3 trillion or 12% of real value during the Biden administration. Is that about right?
Exactly. And again, this isn't just talking about nominal losses. In other words, the dollars in those pension plans, but it's what those dollars can actually buy. And this gets really scary when you start talking about the defined benefit plans that are inflation adjusted. So the people who think, well, I'm still going to get my retirement pay and it's inflation adjusted, which means I don't have to worry about the cost of living. Oh, actually, you guys are in possibly the worst shape of all because your pension funds have gotten completely crushed. They not only have lost value in terms of their investments, but they're going to have to pay out more in the future. In other words, they're getting a double whammy here, and those funds are very, very quickly on the path to insolvency In other words, you may get nothing at all.
A guy that is smart as can be when it comes to the economy, E.J. Antoni. I love it when we have money. He's become kind of our go-to guy when it comes to the economy. We'll be visiting with him again. That's going to just about do it. I cannot believe we have just rolled through another day, another broadcast day. I absolutely love it. Hope you have a great New Year's holiday, and we'll be back with you soon. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond. Better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, December 28th, 2023. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Michigan made a decision about Trump on or off the ballot. The New York Times sues Microsoft. One in five adults condone violence against the government. And doctors say this is now bad for your health. That's all coming up. Then my message of the day about our border and E-Verify. I think you'll be surprised about how many people support E-Verify. It's all coming up. But first, the Supreme Court of Michigan rejected a Democrat proposal to disqualify Donald Trump from the state's ballot. So he will be on the ballot. The measure would have banned Trump using the insurrection clause outlined in the 14th Amendment. That's what the Colorado Supreme Court kicked the former president off of the ballot 2 weeks ago because he led the insurrection on January 6th. This case will ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court, and I think it will be a full smackdown 9-0. We will see, but certainly they will rule on the side of President Trump. The New York Times has sued Microsoft over its artificial intelligence software. The newspaper claims that the company illegally uses its content to train the technology without permission. So ChatGPT will take old New York Times articles to train itself on how to write new New York Times articles. Similar lawsuits have been filed by a Game of Thrones author, George Martin, and comedian Sarah Silverman. The lawyer for the Times says, quote, "These tools were built with and continue to use journalists' content that is only available because we provide it at a high cost with considerable expertise." A survey from the University of Colorado finds that 20% of the public believes that violence against the government can be justified under certain circumstances. 7% say they would kill another person to advance their political agenda. A report from Fast Company magazine finds 70% of remote workers experience significant vision problems. On average, folks spend 13 hours a day on their computers compared to 9 hours for on-site employees. Doctors recommend taking a break from the devices every 20 minutes. A quarter of people working from home also report lower back pain, neck problems, and frequent headaches. So take some breaks, check out your posture, do some deadlifts, exercise, stretch, go for walks, and stay healthy if you are working from home. Coming up next, the message of the day about E-Verify, and then something you might not know. Have you ever heard of safe mobility offices? Don't worry, no one has. We'll tell you all about that coming up next as well. Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It's a funny thing about our border and about human nature. The news will cover the border for a while, and then the news will stop and move on to something else. And most people don't think about the border anymore. And they assume, therefore, it's not a problem anymore. It's not on the news. And then we'll get news that there's a record number of people coming across the border. So it'll be in the news for a few more days, and then it will go away. And people will assume that the problem has been solved again. And then a few weeks later, there'll be another record surge, a migrant caravan coming from South America. More on that in a minute, by the way. But the point is, it's never solved. It's always a problem, at least for the last 3 years, if not longer. People were coming across the border on Christmas, and they come on weekends, and they come even when the news isn't covering it. It is an open, steady flow of military-aged men coming into your country. I don't know what your threshold is to define whatever this is as an invasion. That's up to you. But if you're fed up with it, you're not alone. One solution, one part of it, not everything, but one is E-Verify. Check out this latest poll. What percentage of Americans want the federal government to penalize and fine employers that hire illegal aliens for U.S. jobs? E-Verify, they call this. What percentage of Americans want E-Verify? 64%. Pretty good. Pretty high. 61% of swing voters. 64% of self-described moderates. Even among Democrats, 53% of Democrats support E-Verify, and 80% of Republicans. And 68% of working and lower middle class Americans want E-Verify. That's as much support for pretty much anything you'll ever get. And I haven't heard a very convincing argument as to why E-Verify is a bad idea. I've heard the argument that it imposes a cost and burden on employers. Sure, it does. But we are talking about saving our country here. All the things that HR does, this would be the most important thing. I've heard the argument that, you know, these people will fake their documents and get the jobs anyway. Sure, but you can't not pass a law because some people might break it. The best argument I've heard against E-Verify, and I've heard this from many business owners on my radio show, and they say this with great lament. They're not happy about this or proud about this. They lament this reality. They say, Slater, I cannot find Americans to work for me. I work in construction or whatever it is. There's a bunch of different trades. And they say no American will work this job. And if you force E-Verify, I cannot stay in business. And if this is true, then we have a lot bigger problem than just the border. Now we also have to have a massive conversation about work ethic. What happened to the American work ethic? We got to import Guatemalans to do the hard work. And now there are Democrats in the Senate talking about allowing illegal immigrants to serve in the military. It's a horrible idea. And one reason why is because pretty soon serving in the military is going to be a job that Americans just aren't willing to do. Join the army? No, that's for the Venezuelans. Picking strawberries, slapping on a roof, serving in the military? No, those are all jobs that we get the foreigners to do. We are on a bad road here. We've got to build the wall, enforce the laws on the books, and then we got to revive this great American work ethic that built this country. But if we keep going down this road, there won't be any country left to build. Coming up, the Department of Homeland Security has started a new program that no one's talking about. That's something you might not know. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Have you ever heard of safe mobility offices? Don't worry, no one has. Here's the deal. For a long time, conservatives would say, hey, we got to shut down the border because the coyotes, the drug cartels, they're smuggling people in and they're forcing women to pay with their bodies and it's super dangerous and awful. And how are we allowing this to happen? And we thought the left would say, oh, wow, great argument. We should shut down the border. You're right. And instead they said, well, why don't we just smuggle in people ourselves? So they created safe mobility offices. There are 100 of them south of our border, in other countries south of our border. They're illegal immigrant processing centers that we set up in the other countries so that they don't even have to take the dangerous journey through Mexico to get here. So what are these places? No one knows. But don't think it's to prevent people from coming to America. That's not it. Here is Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security. He says these are places where we feel a humanitarian as well as the security imperative to meet people where they are, to cut the smugglers out, meaning we just do it ourselves, and to provide them with a safe and orderly way to arrive to the United States if they qualify for relief. So now we're the smugglers. But here's the thing. Did you catch what he said at the end? If they qualify for relief, none of these people qualify for relief. None of them. There are five reasons why you would be granted asylum in front of a judge. There's five. If you're persecuted in your home country because of your race, religion, nationality, social group, or political opinion, none of these people seeking asylum qualify for asylum. None of them do. Crime is not a reason to get asylum. Poverty is not a reason. Wanting a better life for you and your kids or a better job, none of those, that's not asylum. There are five reasons. There's not a single judge in this country that would give someone asylum for the reason of, you know, poverty. But they get here, and then we give them an asylum hearing, and we can't touch them until then. These safe mobility offices are going to fly people into America in the name of asylum, and then they stay here until they have a hearing with a judge. But do you know when these hearings are? There's one woman from Venezuela who is in America now. She has an asylum hearing in New York City on January 12th. 2031. We are not a country if we don't have borders, and our leaders are doing it on purpose. I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. More coming up next.
If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. And thank you for listening. My podcast is called Politics by Faith. Hope to see you there, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.